you know, I said apples and oranges are pretty much the same, and then I was just surprised the other day at a board meeting. We were having a little dance venue downtown here with tents and, you know, platform. We do this every year. And we've just been made aware of the code that says if you can't use barrels of water to hold down your tent, which we've been doing for many years. It's very convenient. You get the hose out, you fill it up, you now have a... Okay, they're now going to allow us to have the barrels of water if we take the water with us.
Try moving one of those barrels full of water.
And I was reading for some comprehensive code and other stuff, and oh, there's city code for prairie dogs. I've talked to the county prairie dog person and said, well, you got a prairie dog problem. You should probably try to deal with it humanely. But it turns out that that's about all they said. You can deal with your prairie dogs. And Naropa is letting their prairie dogs grow, and they're in the city, and I know why. I just read the city code on prairie dogs. First, you put in your $1,500 application for 3 months review, and then you have to try to relocate them, and if you really get to the point where you must dispose of them humanely, go read the prairie dog code for the city. So I'm just saying this is typical of the city, and I'd rather deal with the county. And I'd rather fight this battle and try to get, since there's no benefit except for drawing pretty lines on a map, it doesn't change us, and we're not changing the county that much. I'd rather stay in the county and try to win that one. It's no question it's onerous, and I don't know the future. I've talked with Susan Richstone. I had a 4-hour meeting with Susan Richstone. We had to cut it short for lunch. And we talked about where we fit, problems, cost. In fact, she said, you shouldn't have to pay that tax. Oh, I guess you do have to pay that tax. She's the one who defines the building and housing excise tax. And she initially thought, since I was an existing building, I didn't have to pay that. I said, Naropa's an existing building. Well, let me go read the code. Oh, residential existing buildings. So I know there's going to be a lot of problems to find and go through. And I've looked at it. I've looked at it hard. I thought at one point, he said, well, are you going to keep your application going? I reviewed. And I reviewed enough to know that it's not clear.
Mr. Palmer, Neil's adequately answered your question.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I'm rambling.
That's all right. Are there any other questions for the applicant at this point?